Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
My husband and I have been together for almost 7 years, and for most of that time, we've had an open relationship. We are extremely happy together, but I can't imagine only having sex with one person for the rest of my life. It doesn't feel wrong to us, but I realize that our behavior is deviant by social standards. Are we dysfunctional?
People work out their relationships in numerous ways. In American culture, serial monogamy is one of the more commonly practiced relationship structures among couples, especially those that identify as heterosexual. The term serial monogamy refers to the practice of having more than one relationship in one's lifetime, but having each of the relationships be monogamous. You may know someone who fits into this mold if you perhaps have a friend who had a monogamous relationship when she was in her early 20s, and after it ended, she may have dated other people for a few months or a few years until she found someone else to be in a monogamous relationship with, and so on. Although this is a common structure for many couples, it is by no means the only way to have a satisfying, enjoyable, or meaningful relationship. Some couples, like you and your husband, prefer to be in an open relationship, and there is no reason to believe that the desire to be in an open relationship is related to anything psychologically wrong or damaging. There is nothing necessarily wrong with people for wanting to be in an open relationship, just as there is nothing necessarily wrong with people for wanting to be in a monogamous relationship. There are simply different relationship preferences, each with their own challenges and advantages. As you likely know, there are many different ways to have open relationships, just as there are different ways to have monogamous ones. In some open relationships, only one partner has sex with other people. In other open relationships, both partners may have sex with people besides their primary partner. Some couples are very specific about what types of sex acts can occur with other people, and for some, only sex in which they both participate with others, such as threesomes or group sex, are permitted. Because open relationships are less commonly talked about in mainstream American culture, there is less social support for them. Some researchers believe that this lower level of social support can make open relationships challenging to sustain. This doesn't mean that open relationships can't make it over the long term, but it does mean that it can be helpful to identify friends or family who will support you in the choices you make that help you to feel whole, healthy, happy, and satisfied. In recent years, more books have been written about open relationships and the unique challenges that come with these relationships, as well as the relationship and communication skills that can be helpful in helping them to thrive. For additional perspectives and insights, you might find it helpful to read The Ethical Slut or Opening Up, a guide to creating and sustaining opening relationships. You can learn more about these books and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.